This is Daylight Magazine, coming to you from Adventist World Radio Ghana, the voice of hope.
AWR Ghana, voice of hope.
Today's Daylight Magazine has segment designed with you in mind. Stay tuned and be blessed.
A weed is a plant whose virtues have not been discovered. And this was said by Ralph Waldo Emerson. Those who are quick to dismiss you on account of your past or present circumstances will later discover your worth. Oprah Winfrey was fired from her TV reporter's job and advised, "You are not fit for television." Steve Jobs was forced out of the Apple company he founded, but returned 15 years later to rescue it from near bankruptcy. Today's defeats are the feats of tomorrow. Rejected now, you are still God's eagle. A wounded eagle is still an eagle, not a chicken or a turkey. Through God's grace and mercy, wounded eagles can heal to soar again. To be encouraged further, take a pen and write down these quotations and read. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31. Then Proverbs chapter 24 verse 16. Proverbs chapter 24 verse 16. Also check Micah chapter 7 verses 8 through to 10. Micah chapter 7 verses 8 through to 10. And lastly, verses 18 through to 20. Friend, an eagle is an eagle, and that is you. Written by Samuel Kranting Pippim, I am Belle Dollarville.
And with me here is our own Pastor Solomon Appiah. Please are welcome.
Thank you, Sandra.
The Jonah Saga is a lesson topic, and that is what we have been looking at.
Yes, the Jonah Saga. Sandra, I think we have learned great lessons on missions here.
Sure.
God used Jonah as the pioneer to extend the gospel that was given to the Israelites to other nations. That is the fundamental thing that we need to understand. If we only are willing to avail ourselves to the Lord, in spite of our weaknesses, God can use us. Many a times, people give the excuse that, I have not come to understand the Bible very well. I have not gone to Bible school. I am not a church leader. I am this, I am that. I cannot speak, I cannot do that. So why should I go on missions for the Lord? God is not looking for our ability. He is only looking for us to be able to and be willing to avail ourselves for his use. And then he will use us greatly. And the whole of Nineveh, the whole of the world would be converted to him. In fact, throughout the Gospels, in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, the Synoptic Gospels, we see Jesus instructing the disciples specifically to go into all the world and make disciples of all nations. Now, Jonah, after he had been given this commissioning, decided to run away. And so here we see again his humanness, his human tendencies and human weaknesses. He thought that by going into the ship and heading opposite to where God has sent him, he was going to escape from the sight of God. But God, whose eyes are everywhere and sees everything, saw him even in the sea. He responded by sending a storm over the sea, and Jonah found himself in the belly of the big fish. Even there in the belly of the big fish, we see the grace of God being manifested in the life of this disobedient prophet. After he had prayed to God and asked for forgiveness and had made a vow to God that if you save me, I'll declare to the entire world that you are the only one who is able to save and that salvation is of you, Jehovah. And so the lesson for us is that in spite of our weaknesses, in spite of the fact that we have drifted and strayed away from the Lord, if we pray and confess our sins, then God is willing to forgive us and to embrace us and to bring us back again and to use us again. Some time ago, you used to be very, very, very spiritual. You used to be very active in the church. You used to be very active in evangelism. But because you have allowed sin to overrule you, you have allowed selfishness and pride to overrule you, you do not do evangelism again. The call is going out to you today that you should also repent from your evil ways. Like Jonah, pray unto the Lord and ask for grace, and God will come and grant you grace and will use you again as his prophet to preach the gospel to all the world where you find yourself. Now, the message that Jonah gave to the Ninevites, it was a message of judgment. The Ninevites were in every area of their life against what God was doing. They, in their businesses, in their religious life, in their social interaction, and in everything that they did, they were contrary to the will of God. And so God sent the prophet with that same message. Go and tell them that they should repent and give themselves to God. If they fail to do that, then destruction will come. But if they heed and obey the will of God, then they will be saved. And so that was the message Jonah went to preach. And so when he got to Nineveh at last, he opened up his mouth and said, 40 days more, and Nineveh, this great city, will be consumed. And when they heard this message, they became repentant. They tore their clothing and they wore sackcloths to indicate that they were sorry, they were remorseful, they were repentant, and they confessed their sin. They sat in ashes. They bathed ashes to tell us that indeed they were sorry for what they had done. And so that message was preached to them. Throughout the generations, God's message has always been one. God says that he has created us and we have sinned and we have gone away from him. But his message has always been that we should return to him. We should repent and come back to him, and then he will save us. That is why the Christian message is to preach Christ, him crucified, and him coming again. And that is the entire gospel that we are supposed to preach. And when we have preached that gospel, let us accept the fact that God is willing to save people from every nation. And so let us be free and interact and show brotherliness to people wherever. It does not matter what the race, the gender, the culture, whatever differences we may have. Once we have come to accept Jesus, we are all one in him. And so here in this week's lesson, we have been looking at the universality of God's mission of saving mankind. Human beings are everywhere in the world, and God's purpose is to save all men everywhere in the world. And that is what Jonah started. And it is a mission that was initiated by God, and God has called us into that mission so that we can be in that mission together with him. Thank you.
Thank you so much for taking us through the whole lesson. Dear friend, the good Lord has been so good to us. And what I wish to say now is that the book of Jonah shines a bright light on the wideness of God's mercy and the depth of his patience, both for the pagan sinners of Nineveh and the reluctant prophet God chooses for his mission. As the drama unfolds, we are left with no doubt that relying on our own wisdom and inclinations is a poor way to approach mission. Only through submission to God's leading can we begin to understand the scope of his mission plan and our role within it. Amen.
Amen.
Upon this note, our pastor will pray with us that whatever we have learned about Jonah, the good Lord himself, make his way.
Our Father, you've led us through this story of Jonah, and you have taught us the value of souls. Help us that, Lord, even the mission you have given to us will be able to send that message to all people everywhere, and then they will come to hear about you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. May the good Lord bless you in all that we do. And as we move out of our houses to our various workplaces, may he impact into us the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, so that wherever we may find ourselves, others will know that indeed we are the true sons and daughters of the living God.
Yeah.
May his will be done in our lives now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
Blessed Jesus.
For any inquiries or contribution, you can contact us on
+233 244 673528
or 0244 235 017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope. Voice of
Hope. Where there seems to be no way,
He works
in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to His side. With love and strength for each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way.
Hello and welcome to the Moments of Truth. My name is Joshua Abuado. This day I just want to share with you a simple subject, the Spirit in you. The Spirit in you. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you so much for making it possible that we can share your word. As we begin to open your scriptures, bless us and be with us and give us understanding. In Jesus' name, amen. My dear in Christ, God has a message for you this day, and He has asked me to tell you that it is important to have the Holy Spirit within you. And I have a question for you. The question is, have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed? Is the Holy Ghost necessary in the life of every Christian? Or is it not only the pastors who should have the Holy Spirit so that they can preach with power and authority? The Holy Spirit is the necessary requirement for everyone who wants to enter into the kingdom of God, as seen is in Romans chapter 8, verse 9. If any man has not the Spirit of God, he is none of his. If the Spirit of God is not within you, God does not see you as one of his. The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Godhead, whom God gives to the truly repentant sinner. And so whenever a sinner repents, whenever a person repents from his sins, God gives him the Spirit at that moment. For without that, no one shall be able to see the kingdom of heaven. And so the Bible makes it clear for us that without the Spirit of God dwelling within us, there is no way we can have part of the kingdom of heaven. In Acts chapter 2, verse 38, we see after Peter preaching to the multitude, he asked them, and then he made them repent of their sins. He told them to repent so that they can receive the Holy Spirit and their sins will be forgiven. Now, if you have been baptized for so many years now and you have not received the Holy Spirit in you, it means you did not truly repent before your baptism. Baptism requires confession, repentance, and self-searching. And so, when all these are done, then you are ready for the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. God is asking you today, have you received the Holy Spirit? Do you feel the Spirit within you? Wherever He leads, do you follow? Or you are just living as you wish? And so if you do not have the Spirit within you, Jesus cannot take you home when He returns. In 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5, the Bible tells us that we need to examine ourselves. We need to search our hearts and see whether we are still in the faith. We need to search and examine our hearts and see whether we have the Spirit or not. And I believe that we can answer. When you have the Spirit within you, you can feel it. Many people don't know whether they have received the Spirit or not. God does not leave us in darkness. If you have it, you will know. If you have the Spirit working within you, you will surely know. In Romans chapter 8, verse 16, the Bible says that the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, which God has given us Himself, testify that we are the children of God. Hallelujah. And so when the Spirit is within you, one of the things that will show is that you can feel within yourself that you belong to God and that you are a child of God. Hallelujah. It becomes a necessary requirement because it is the Spirit that will seal us for eternal salvation. And every baptized member is supposed to have the Spirit of God in him or herself. As soon as God sees your heart and knows that you have truly repented, your sins are forgiven immediately. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 24 and 25. If the sinner does not truly repent, he can be baptized, but he can still be sinning. The hymn writer says that the vilest offender who truly believes, that moment from Jesus, a pardon receives. And so, the moment you receive Jesus, the moment you say, you confess that Jesus Christ is the Savior of your soul, Jesus gives you the Holy Spirit and He forgives you of your sins. And so, this day, I plead with you that you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, that you receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, that you avail yourself for the Spirit to use you as a tool to reach others. I believe that we will not allow Jesus' sacrifice to go in vain. Let us claim the salvation that Jesus has bought for us on the cross. My prayer for you this day is that the Spirit will dwell within you. Let us put aside all the works of the darkness. Let us take the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit wherever He leads, and God will bless us. God is preparing His heavenly kingdom for you and I. And I hope to see you there. I hope to meet you, and it will be joyful. May the name of the Lord be praised. Dear Lord, we thank you so much for giving us your word. And it is my prayer that your word will have roots in our heart, and your word will guide and direct us. Forgive us our sins and grant us the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we have prayed.
Tender.
Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, you can reach us on
+233-244-673528
or 0244-235-017. Or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box A5595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope. Voice of
Hope. I believe today's magazine has been a blessing. May the good Lord's hand be in your life. Amen. Remember to tune in same time tomorrow. Bye for now.
Thank you.